Disney Locarno Core vs. Infinity 2026 Rotation LEGO Sets and Best First Buy. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. After July 17, 2026, Disney Locarno Core Constructed uses cards from sets 9 through 13. Fabled, Whispers in the Well, Winterspell, Wilds Unknown, and Attack of the Vine. Infinity Constructed allows cards from every released set while still applying current bans. New players who may attend store events should begin in core with the Wilds Unknown 2-player starter set. Play both decks unchanged, then upgrade with singles rather than random packs. Locarno's 2-format era is kinder than it first sounds. Core keeps official and store competition current by rotating older sets. Infinity keeps almost the whole history playable for groups that would rather preserve favorite decks than chase the newest card pool. The confusing part is that a card's name, its set symbol, the printing in your hand, and the event format can all matter at once. This guide turns that paperwork into a buying path. Choose the table, verify the printing, learn with 2 coherent decks, and upgrade only after actual games reveal what is missing. Core or Infinity? The answer in 1 minute: choose Core for the current competitive game. Choose Infinity for the widest possible collection. Core rotates older sets and applies current bans. Infinity welcomes cards from every release set, but does not erase current bans. If you are unsure where the local store plays, ask before building. Challenge events use Core Constructed, and Core is the safer starting assumption for a player who wants a path into organized play. Infinity is excellent for family tables, beloved retired decks, and anyone who prefers continuity over a moving competitive pool. Which Locarno sets are core legal after July 17, 2026? The official post-rotation core card pool begins with Fabled and continues through Whispers in the Well, Winterspell, Wilds Unknown, and Attack of the Vine. That is sets 9 through 13 at the July 17 changeover. Do not judge legality by character, ink, or card name alone. A reprinted card may have an older copy that remains usable because it shares the current card identity, while a similarly themed older card may not. Use the official card database, current rules, ban notices, and the event listing together. What the Wilds Unknown starter set is actually for the Wilds Unknown 2-player starter set on Amazon is a teaching table. 2 decks, special cards, lore counters, damage counters, and quick start rules. Community feedback is unusually consistent here. It is a strong product for learning together and a weak product to judge by tournament efficiency. The decks may use cards from more than one set. That is normal. Sets are release containers, not a rule requiring every deck to come from one box. Play both decks unchanged at least once so the intended lines are visible before replacing cards. Yumi's first 3 games, Path Night 1, play both starter decks exactly as packed and finish the game. Night 2, switch decks, then mark dead draws, missed ink, and the turns that felt exciting. Night 3, replace one weak cluster with a specific plan. Starter decks often showcase many different cards instead of maximizing 4-copy consistency. That can feel loose next to an established tournament list, but it lets a new player see more mechanics. Use that sampler deliberately. Once a favorite line appears, singles are the efficient route to consistency. Trove or booster display? Which should you buy next? Choose the Wilds Unknown Illumineers Trove on Amazon when you value its storage box, counters, and smaller pack opening. Choose the Wilds Unknown booster display on Amazon when opening packs, drafting, sealed play, or a family event is the point. Neither is the rational answer to my deck needs 3 copies of one card. Buy singles for a known list. Buy sealed product for the sealed product experience. A booster box is delightful cardboard weather, but it remains weather. The 2 accessories that matter before the collection grows start with opaque standard size sleeves and a fitted deck box. Add a side-loading zip binder when you have a trade pool, a curated collection, or a playset archive that must stay findable. Bulk cards need labeled capacity, not velvet ceremony. The exact protection system depends on what the cards do. Active decks are shuffled. Trades are displayed. Archives are retrieved. special cards are shown. Our complete Lorcona accessories guide builds those four homes without requiring the family table to become a fulfillment center. How to check a deck before a core event, read the event listing and confirm it says core constructed. Verify every card in the current official card database. Check the exact printing or reprint status rather than trusting memory. Review the current banned card notice. Confirm deck construction, sleeves and any submitted deck list requirement. Keep an exported list or screenshot. The goal is not to become a compliance clerk. The goal is to arrive with enough certainty that the first conversation can be about the game. What experienced players keep telling beginners, recent community threads repeat four useful patterns. The Wild's unknown starter is good at teaching and weak as a finished competitive list. Local league players are often willing to teach if asked in advance. Starter decks may combine cards from several sets. Competitive consistency usually comes from singles and deliberate ratios, not from repeatedly buying random packs. None of this makes sealed product bad. It gives each purchase an honest job. A starter teaches. Singles tune. A trove organizes and entertains. A booster display creates a shared opening or limited play event. Puzzle Week's 2026 Lorcona Buying Order Wild's unknown two-player starter set for two learners. Opaque sleeves and a fitted deck box for the decks that get shuffled. Three recorded games with no upgrade panic. Choose core or infinity based on the table you actually want. Buy singles for the chosen plan. Add a trove, binder or booster display only when its specific job sounds fun or useful. The result is less cardboard on day one and more actual Lorcona by day three. That is a trade Yumi will make every time. Final verdict. Starting core if organized play is even a possibility. Buy the Wild's unknown two-player starter set when two people need to learn together. It is a teaching product, not a secretly optimized tournament deck. Keep infinity for beloved older cards, family decks, and experimental collections. Buy a trove for organized storage and packs, not as a substitute for targeted singles. Buy a booster display for the opening experience or a group sealed night, never because a deck needs three exact upgrades. Frequently asked questions. What is Disney Lorcona Core constructed? Core is Lorcona's rotating current format. It uses the current legal set window and current bans, and it is the principal competitive lane for current official play. What is Disney Lorcona Infinity constructed? Infinity allows cards from every released Lorcona set while still applying current banned card rules. It is ideal for older favorites and broad collections. Which Lorcona sets are core legal after July 17, 2026? Fabled, Whispers in the Well, Winterspell, Wilds Unknown, and Attack of the Vine are the five core legal sets at that rotation point. Are old Lorcona cards useless after rotation? Number they remain playable in Infinity unless currently banned, and a reprinted card identity may also have a core legal root. Verify the exact current record. Is Wild's Unknown a good Lorcona starter set? Yes, for two people learning together. Its decks are teaching tools and should not be mistaken for optimized tournament lists. Does the Wild's Unknown starter include booster packs? The two-player starter set focuses on two decks and teaching components. Do not assume it follows the older one deck plus booster packaging pattern. Check the exact listing contents. Should a beginner buy a Lorcona booster display? Buy one for pack opening, sealed draft, pack rush or collecting. Buy singles when a constructed deck needs known cards. Is an Illumineer's trove worth it? It is worth considering when its storage, counters, and modest pack opening all have value to you. It is not the efficient route to specific deck upgrades. What accessories does a Lorcona beginner need? Opaque standard size sleeves and a fitted deck box are the first essentials. Add a binder or bulk storage only when the collection creates that need. How do I know if my Lorcona deck is legal? Confirm the event format. Check each card in the official database. Review current bans, and verify the exact printing or reprint status before the event.